February 21, 2017, it's a Lot for Pedro show.
If I should write a book for you, that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
Dedicated to you. All the things they say never.
Watford Fiedler Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, glad to see you. The rain stopped for us.
Yeah, we got a little break in the action.
A little break.
Swamped.
Start off the show with John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman doing Dedicated to You, which makes me think of our guest via Skype.
Yeah.
She's been on the show many times, but I don't think this way.
I've missed the last couple, too, so I'm stoked.
Okay, yeah. This is... I think the last time I was here with her sisters.
No, I think you guys did one at your pad.
It's
gone or something.
Yeah, anyway, Petra, hey, Pat, how you doing?
Petra. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Via the magic of Skype. Thank you, software engineers of Estonia. We heard sometimes it snows in April. We know this year it rains lots in February in SoCal, which is kind of scary. You forgot that you've done this version?
I had to think about it for a second. Lately I've been doing so many of these, you know, these covers, a cappella covers that
and
I
lose right
track
your,
of what
oh,
I do.
Oh, you use 8-track? You use 8-track? I thought you went right into your computer on the garage.
Yeah, no, I do it on my computer on GarageBand.
Oh, you're talking about the 8-track I gave you to do Sail Out.
I don't do any of the covers on the 8-track that you gave me.
Yeah, that was, you got it right there.
Yeah.
Hand, Brother Matt. Before that, though, there's an Imaginary Land album that you did on a 4-track.
Yeah,
so
but...
So you went from 4-track to 8-track, and now you're just right into the garage band on your computer.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, more convenient. I totally forgot how to use the 8-track. I like GarageBand, but I wish I learned Pro Tools or something so it's
You tried
easier.
To. I remember at one point you were trying to do Pro Tools.
I know, but I just stopped. It was just too overwhelming, and, you know, it was like that big machine. I mean, these days Pro Tools is in your computer now. You don't even need the...
I think they call it ITB, in the box.
yeah.
I learned that at Woody's. You know, I saw Petra Sunday.
Oh.
She came by the studio.
Oh,
she
cool, cool.
Connected me with Woody. Jackson?
Yeah.
He's a producer. Uh-huh. I'm not just a guitar man. Drummer. But, put together sounds and stuff like that, and I was scared shitless. And Fett came by. It was with a drummer man named John and another bass guy named Michael. And and Pet came by. So, and you said you were feeling down, but we brought you up.
I don't know. I didn't sleep well or something, and I had a headache. Because I was working on that. Telling you about the commercial for Japan.
Yeah, what's the product?
Yeah, it's yogurt. It's a yogurt, I think a yogurt drink or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm into yogurt. Culture. Culture.
Probiotics.
Probiotics.
And they like Imaginary Land, so they wanted me to write a little a cappella jingle for it.
Imaginary Land got you into the door, huh?
Yeah,
How long ago was that record?
Oh, gee, it was
long time.
That was 95, so
okay, I'm talking 22 years.
Oh my God!
See, people, that's good evidence that don't throw anything away because you don't know. It might end up as your ding dong on the chime, the entry chime for yogurt drink.
Some youngster's discovery.
Now, what are you doing? Are you covering, or is this all original?
It's original, and it's hard for me to write original songs. In general, I work better when I work collaborate with people, and
This is Pet Alone. But people won't end up Pet Alone because you'll layer your voices over each other, right?
Yeah, and I just start with a bass line, and then I just layer and layer until it becomes a...
You hear that, Brother Matt? Bass. So you layer it up to get a little parfait going, right?
Yeah.
Parfait. how French your pronunciation is. Okay, but so you're in the process right now. Okay. Here, I want to play this. Tell me about this Law and Order. Is this a TV show?
Oh,
yeah.
You know Law and Order. Bum, 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 bum.
It's been on for forever. What era is it during? Nowadays? Is it contemporary?
It's contemporary now, but it started back in, I don't remember, in the 80s.
Jesus.
20th century stuff.
And
you ever seen it?
I've seen it, I think, but like all those NCIS lines where I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but this is your take on that, so I'm going to learn.
Thank you. van los que te odian. Y con esa verdad te rigen. Tus pasiones y tus miedos. Y así escrutan con deleite tus faltas descomunales. Las culpas que vas cumpliendo según plazos convenientes. Hundido en tu propio estiércol. Te juzgan los que te odian, los que te detestan, los que te prefieren eso, los que te tiritan, temiendo canciones benevolentes. Te juzgan los que te odian, no lo dudes. Te van a sacar culpable. Te vas directo hacia el hoyo. De allí no has de salir con vida. Mejor no pienses pecado. Mejor no pienses pecado. Vais a morir entre rejas. Mejor no pienses pecados. Mejor no pienses pecados. Vais a morir entre rejas.
Holidays, what a memory. Put up the flag one more time. Walk the quiet crop and lawn one more time. Yeah, we remember heroes and saints. Yeah, we have suffered from their deeds and restraints. Footnotes to history, put up the flag. Then they saw something let out of the bag. What war was over, what life begun, what life torn apart under the sun. Footnotes to history, put up the flag. Survivors and drinkers half in the bag. Walk out Sunday morning, shed a quiet thought and a tear. Remember the fallen, footnotes to history, put up the flag. Footnotes to history, we'll never lag. Remember you dearly, put up the flag. Love you or sober, nod in regard as you pass into history. Put up the flag. Footnotes to history, put up the flag.
darkening this, far beyond the sky, and moaning and weeping lies a summer land of bliss. And beyond. In this, far beyond the pain and sickness and dying lies a summer land of bliss. And beyond.
Now was slain. So congregate at 90 gold, the fires fill the sky. St. Michael's and St. Augustine, are candles that we light.
Pedro Show. Beginning of that was the Law and Order theme for Petra Hayden. Then brand new for Many Birthdays out of Austin, Kagami. Phoenix Brown with All Nothing. That's a mash.
Mash up?
Yeah, when they take different trips.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, this Phoenix Brown. And a brand new from Seven the Radix out of Lyon, France. Every Day. A brand new Labor Camp. That's Kurt Nip Drivers and Paul Rossler.
Oh, cool.
And I think Brother Steve Reed on bass.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, wow.
With The Rant Is Due.
Because it's an all-star band.
Yeah, a little all-star in it. Then Las Victimas Civiles out of Valencia, Spain. Justica Justa. Well, I should say it right. Justica. Justa. Right, J's or H's. right? La Jolla. Fried Joel's. The Mo-J. Okay. Then Joe Brewer, cousin of Jack Brewer. Footnotes to History. Grandpa's Ghost, brand new album, a double album, put out by Nez and Transduction Records there in Sapporo. The Most Beautiful Bird in the World, Specimen Reprieve. Ha Ha Tonka Heart, Land Beyond, that's brand new out of Bloodshot, as is Chi-Town. Scott H. Burham, yeah, Long Old Time. Then Drenge out of Sheffield, England, Favorite Son. And finally, Payroll Union, also Sheffield, The Ballad of George Schiffler. No, Schiffler, sorry. And all your family members. I didn't mean to insult you. That, do you make demos of these things, or do you just start and then you just start piling on like that?
Oh, you mean with the Law and Order and...
Well, like come to this commercial, for example, where you're thinking something original.
I literally record something, a few ideas on GarageBand, and I send it to them, and they write back, and they say, oh, yes, we love this, can you, okay. Or sometimes they say, oh,
they ask you to take direction.
Need more character.
Okay, yeah.
So I just send it to them straight, and I send them all the separate splits of the tracks.
So you're letting them be involved, right, from the,
the whole process. Yeah, they give me suggestions and right. Direction to, if it's too...
I understand. They're like a kind of a director and you're an actress.
Yeah. One day I'm going to be an actress.
But actually, you're writing the script. You're also a script writer, but it's focused on this yogurt drink.
Yeah.
What's the name of the drink?
Oh, shoot. I could find out right now. It's called...
I remember one in Europe called Yop. Y-O-P.
Sounds delicious.
Yes. Yop. Have you been juggling Yop?
This is called Morinaga.
Morinaga. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds tasty, too.
Sounds way appetizing. Yeah. Okay, look, you got Pratt coming up with your sisters.
Yeah.
Now, what's that about?
The
last time you were on the show, it was with your sisters, and we were talking about the new one. It was at my pad, though, man. You had made an album with Ry Cooter using one microphone.
Yeah.
That was cool, too.
Are you working on a new album?
We are, and actually Woody Jackson is going to produce it.
I bet you he uses more than one microphone.
I think we will. I mean,
Drummer man Zach? No. Ry's son. What's his name?
Joaquin.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't have.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that question. Maybe that was an inconvenient question. Sorry, Pat.
We don't know the lineup.
Yeah, don't
yet.
Worry about that. Don't worry. I see what my pop once told me. When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So they spelled that word perfect for that. Yeah. Okay, so for sure there's the three Hayden sisters on board.
Yeah.
For sure Woody Jackson's a producer, man.
Yeah, Woody's going to produce it. And it's...
What other for sure's about it? For sure, it's a second album. Can you tell me any other for sure's?
What do you mean?
Like, it's definitely. It ain't.
Well, definitely, yeah, for sure.
Tell me some. Bring some for sure.
You got your songs
sure
all down?
It's going to have the three Hayden sisters. For sure,
yeah,
it's going to have Woody
three
Jackson.
Hayden. And
we don't know who's on the drum for him.
Woody's going to play. We don't know who's going to drum. Our friend Gabe Noel is going to play upright bass. He's played with us a lot.
Yeah,
he's
great. Yeah, I agree.
That's about.
What about violin? What about mandolin?
Oh yeah, I'll play violin.
Tanya, you going to do cello?
Probably, yeah.
And Rachel just going to sing.
Rachel's just going to sing. Okay. The three of us.
Do you know where you're going to do it?
Where?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where. You have to tell me.
Oh, where? Something cut off for a second. We're doing it at Woody's studio.
Ah, where I was Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Old-timey place, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
I think Jack Benny did his radio show in the 30s.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of his.
A great studio.
Yeah, the Neutrek desk with the big clock. Yeah, I guess when you're making commercials or little bits,
Timer.
Yeah,
yeah,
big old
gotta
timer
fit it in that
on
time.
The desk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the hundredths of a second.
Yeah, a lot of old-timey. And I guess, you know, Paramount Studios across the road, so they would run wires.
Ah.
He was, and I guess it's his now, right? He was there for a few years, and now he got it.
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
What's the name of that place? What's the name of that place, Petra? What's the name of that place?
Vox.
That's right, Vox. Because the old name had something in Vox in it.
Yeah, it was called Electrovox.
Electrovox, and he shortened it down to Vox.
Cool.
Which kind of means a voice.
Yeah.
Right, in Latin. Okay, so you're going to do it there. That's a great pad to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
And, kind of hard driving there from Pedro, but it's worth it. Yeah, you got to go all the way into Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
But, how did you get there?
Oh, I took Lyft.
Nice. I was wondering if you busted or did you jog or.
And usually I bus it there, but because I was in such a time crunch, I just said, oh, what the hell, I'll just call Lyft.
Okay, Pet, as you're getting ready for this album with your sisters, what do you do? Do you guys just do singing?
Yeah, like today we're gonna rehearse. We're gonna practice a couple songs that we're doing for a show in a couple days.
You got a gig coming.
Yeah, it's a benefit, and we're only singing two songs, and it's called Songs of the Cinema, and Jackson Brown is curating it, and it's a benefit for Artists for Peace and Justice.
Yeah.
So a bunch of actors and, artists are going to be singing and doing some performances. And so we're doing a couple songs from the movie.
It's related to movies, right? Okay.
Yeah. So
What tour are you guys doing?
We're doing I'll Fly Away and Go to Sleep, Little Baby. I forget the correct name of the song, but it goes, Go to Sleep, Little Baby. Go to Sleep, You Little Baby.
What movie is it from?
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, well, that had a whole bunch of old-timey songs.
Yeah.
Kind of comedy, right? George Clooney?
Yeah, he's great. I love that movie.
Like wearing the black and white striped outfits and shit. I think, and they used all this old-timey, but I don't think they were modern people doing old-timey songs.
Foggy Bottom Boys.
Soggy Bottom Boys. And what's the other movie from? The tune from?
The same movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Okay. So they made it easy,
and one of them we're doing a cappella, and the other one we're going to sing with a band.
There's probably a band for everybody, right?
Yeah, and they're all great. And
what pad?
We're rehearsing at the venue. Today we're practicing at Tanya's house.
No, but where's the gig?
It's at the old Largo on Fairfax. Remember the old Largo?
That was across from Canner's?
Yeah.
Because then the newer one was way more north.
Yeah.
That's where I last saw you at Woody. I was talking about it. It was an old vaudeville theater or something.
Yeah.
But the one before that was down there by Canner's, right? Next to the pizza place, I think.
Yeah, I forget what the new place is called, but that's where the show is. It's going to be a small...
Largo. And then before that, Lhasa, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I remember.
Lhasa.
It's kind of blurry. And that actually started, I think, on Santa Monica Boulevard or something. Lassa Club.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then ended up in by Boys Town, right off Robertson or something.
I remember seeing you guys do acoustic set there.
Is that right? And there'd be spoken word. Hank would do spoken word there. Rollins. Anyway. The Largo Place, kind of low-key tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of supper club vibe, a little bit.
Yeah.
But that'll be a good warm-up, you know. When are you going to go in the studio?
We're going to record the very next day on the 24th.
Wow, it's coming right up.
So, we're going to record actually Wildwood Flower, and because we've sung that a bunch of times, so we know that song. And then I know we're going to put I'll Fly Away on the record too. So we're going to be warmed up. And
but the way you're going to do this album is in chunks, then, instead of like a couple sessions.
Say that again.
The way you're doing this album is in chunks, not in just a couple days.
Yeah, in chunks, exactly.
Okay. I'm not going to hold you back from Prac. I know you got to go.
Okay.
But thanks for coming on and giving us the update.
Keep
up that new Hayden Triplett album coming. And if you're in Japan and you're looking for some Mananaga yogurt drink, the lady that, primed your pump to get all thirsty on it, blame Pet. Okay, Pet. You come to the end of February 21, 2017, first hour, Wat Pedro Show, hold tech for hour two. February 21, 2017, it's the second hour of the Wat Pedro Show.
Captain Jack O'Diamonds of the Purple Submarine came by our house off Market Street and said, let's go show the motherfuckers some poetry, gesturing towards North Beach. Old guy's bookstore. Nah, I said. They did their thing. Got some fame. Got the dames. All leotards and berets smoking pot. Beret, smoking pot. Besides, I'm starting a family now. Got a union job on the docks. Poetry's a private thing, or groups, or publishers of the famous always. Fucking the lowest on the totem pole. He looked down, Jack did, into his open shirt. His collar flowing like the hipster boy, with the urgent message like a yeoman or quartermaster ready to run up the flag or shit up a rope, his poet twin Brimser would say, as a tribute for every soul you see. Their barrel fires, butt in one hand, bottle in the other, lying on the street or huddled unkempt or unregulated with each other, regretful for something they did or said, a long life's way to be fucked over by the opportunist with a new cause or right-minded person over there. To be sure, a square. Sickness, death, OD, always something, and always radiation silently inserting itself. My sister found dead on Valencia Street. Never know what they were fighting about in those bars, or because of, but Jack knew. He's from the culture. Like Fernando Vega and Janine and Hunky in San Francisco. Janine dancing in the go-go bars when Hunky nodded out in his pancakes. Syrup being always the sweetest there. So we parted. I should have gone for the hustle, if nothing else. The poet's poet at the door, unsung, unuttered, another driving force along the blacktop streets, interstates, back roads, or high seas. He left. Music has taken over the scene anyway. I called to him as he wandered away, and then the blank of time beat out until my family somewhere there too on a banging subway to Queens, perhaps to his mother's modest home above the throughway. Not before he dozed and startled a passenger or two with raw poetry, the kind argued under newsboy caps. But, of course, she ended up agreeing with his point of view. Time for the elegant feast. From raiding the icebox and a drink or two. For how long will it be? Again, the right, affirm. Swinging down the long road of eternity, Jack Mitchell.
Thank you. was a couple who always enjoyed going to the forest nearby their house. It was such a calm drive to get there that it was hardly even a chore. Their children were progressing very nicely in school and at home, but at times they enjoyed to go simply by themselves and take in the air around them, take into account many of the natural sightings one can see in this forest. And there certainly was much to offer. There were couples of all kinds who enjoyed going there on a given weekend, on a given holiday, or any given time. There were joggers, there were those who went for picnics, those who took pictures, those who were there for research opportunities. All in all, you can tell they were there for one grand purpose of kindness. There was no malice intent really in any of these people, in any of these couples really. It was nothing you can see of them being selfish to their surroundings. They were all very respectful of where they were, for they knew that this part of land was very important to the community, and certainly not one to take advantage of. However, this particular couple, they kept wondering why there was such a morose and boding-sounding music around them all the time while they're in the forest. There was never any record of any crime happening in the forest, no secret cults, no people there living there without shirts on or shoes on, and believing that they have the most research-filled pamphlets regarding world leaders, there was none of those problems at all. So they kept wondering why this was. The only man in a pale light mask that was holding a blunt object in the forest was a man who enjoyed going there to improve his improv skills, since he wanted to expand on his theater repertoire. And he was always very happy when others offered him critiques. This particular couple offered him a few critiques on how to use the blunt object to assist more in team-building activities, especially when he makes up a situation on the spot. They all started a sandwich together and became very close friends. The actor then went back to his improvisational theater in Canada. The next time around, the couple went and they found a new couple. A couple there that they found out that was new to the town. In fact, even new to the States. They're both happily married for about 4 years. The man's name was Jonathan, and the other man's name was Mike. Mike enjoyed walking in natural parts of the city. However, he found that he could not sustain his heels to go along with the process as much. He found out that he had trouble walking, especially when it came to covering different elevations on the hiking trails. Jonathan understood this, and they stopped coming. The couple then always enjoyed also the ride back, even though they were leaving behind the fun that they experienced during the day while they went there themselves. They also enjoyed going with their children, for it was certainly a time where they shared laughs and memories, and of course future goals that they wished to achieve. And it was all very much so perfect.
Thank you. Yeah.
Watch for Pedro show. Starting off the second hour, Petri Hayden.
Yeah.
Doing the theme from the Blade Runner. I think they use like some imagery of Shinjuku, Tokyo. There's a part with a lot of neon lights and stuff like that. So that's what I read something about. I know the story came from Android Sheep? No, do androids dream of electric sheep or something? It was a Philip K. Dick story.
Oh, yeah, that was Philip K. Dick. Yeah. There's more Philip K. Dick stuff coming out. That dude from Breaking Bad, I think.
Somebody did an adapt where it's kind of animated. Was Keanu or somebody in it? The Downey guy? Yeah, it's like they're acting it out, but when what you see on the screen is like drawn.
Oh, I don't know.
Like they, yeah, it's... There was a North kind of detective thing. Same thing. They take real film and turn
it into a cartoon, like
a manga or anime. Yeah.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, it's a whole fucking movie. And anyway, it was Scanner Darkly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Scanner Darkly.
Something like that. Yeah.
And it was one of his paranoid. The last.
Yeah, there was a couple things came out like that. That comic book.
Well, the last phase of his writing was pretty, like, especially the Valis. Mm. I'd like to see somebody try that. But everybody's after him and stuff. And maybe he wrote a lot of that stuff. Kind of primed.
Yeah.
Robbie Leeds and that kind of.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. All these I heard he was really into classical music. He hated rock and roll. Yeah, who knew him? Gave me a book of his letters. Nicole Patter, Germs manager. After Petra, we had a brand new Babes NYC with Train. Charlie Plymell, There's More Than One Jack. Spoke a word there with some music behind him. Brendan Etter Ensemble with Five. He gave that to me after a gig at the Highland Park. He didn't have skinny pants. Trip. I was like, whoa. I thought the neighborhood changed. Blood Quartet with Bloodhouse. You know who I am, Mike?
That's before that, I started seeing the dudes that were on the week before that, Surfer Blood. I was seeing a bunch of stuff about them.
They lost one of their men, you know. Cancer came and killed them in like 27 or something.
Yeah.
Terrible. But they've got on some more people in the band. And that new album that we talked about on the show, and now they're touring around.
Yeah. Well, I know. I was over at Fingerprints, and I saw it all.
You saw it in the store. Yeah. Great store, people in Long Beach. Then Forced Couple from Applause Industry.
Uh-huh.
Almost the best name for a band, except for
entertaining. Oh. Dig that one.
And then Alex Zhang Puntai, Creamy Number 3. He's on tour in Europe right now with two cats from Portugal. Oh, that live in Portugal. Who knows? They're international people. And then they're Righteous Culture blenders. Blending things. And then finally, LANGSAM. Yes, it's an acronym. With Black Hole Bright Hall. I believe that's out of Hungary. Somewhere east of France. Italy. I think it's out of Hungary. Twitpy or something, that other name. And I misnamed them as a Finnish band, but actually there are some roots between Finnish and Hungarian, which is kind of neat because in Estonian, because they're not Scandinavian, they're not Slav, they're not Latin, they're not Germanic.
Get their own trip.
Get their own little, not as loner as Basque, but kind of down that road.
I was thinking of them when you were talking about it, kind of off on their own in the middle.
Yeah, and you know, if you were dominated by other people, maybe that's why you would hang on to a language.
Because
that's the one thing that makes some identity, maybe. Everybody make it easier on me and Brother Matt and learn as your third language, English. That's lazy, Matt. No, we got an election coming up, huh?
Yeah.
It's a local one, people. California, Los Angeles.
Propositions, councilmen,
that's
stuff
right.
like that.
That's right. our councilman's running for re-election. But I was asking Brother Matt something about this Proposition S, and it's something to help the homeless. But we're unsure about the wording and stuff. It's hard to know. Anyway, it's time for the spin cycle, Brother Matt.
Cool. Whoa.
That is brilliant. Do I well? Wonderful Radio London. Whoopee!
1, 2, 3, 4. What's the tea, Mom? What's the tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea? What's for tea, daughter?
More music. Thank you. Thank you.
wrapping it up.
Brother Matt, Sis Dinsack seemed pretty well fortified with some Recess records.
Yeah, a nice fresh stack that Todd had handed off a ways back, and finally getting to him after Pet started that off in a very different mode, but once he got the RPMs cranked up, I just couldn't get off on that.
Sellout.
Yeah.
Sells
yeah, that's awesome. And then some Ice Fly Away, since you mentioned that's going to be on the next album.
And I'm going to get to be doing 10 gigs.
Yeah.
With Todd and his Toys to Kill.
Very cool.
West Coast here. And
Pedro, hitting the road.
Yeah, maybe getting wet.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Anything around Oroville?
Keep guys safe.
Any gigs around that Oroville zone?
Well, you know, there's some new towns.
Cool.
Medford and Bend.
Bitchin'.
Both in Oregon.
Yeah, right off the five
south
there.
There. I've passed many, many times. Finally going to play there. So that's new.
I saw a few gigs in Medford when I lived in Grants Pass. I lived. I saw a couple
that's
gigs. Right,
that's
over
near
there.
That area.
Yeah.
Ashland, too.
Yeah, all on the five there.
I think they have a Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, big one.
Willie Shakes. But then there's some places I haven't played in a while, like Santa Rosa. And even Bellingham, it's been
cool.
4 or 5 years. So, but to get to do 10 gigs with Toys to Kill, I almost played bass. One tour, Chachi couldn't play, but Stooges got in the way. But I've always been big Todd Koggs fan.
Yeah, I almost got to see him in Chicago when I was there last month, but I was at the Legends. Didn't get out.
Part of some festival.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, February 21, 2017. Hold tight for hour 3. February 21, 2017 is the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, "Let me out!" Tomorrow gets me higher. Pressure on people.
Thank you. faded and the bleachers bright. When a cold wind blows, all there are left. And a toast from the host means shepherd glad. I know what the fool wants fear, I think. All this common sense, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. The problems are plenty, and that's a fact. So many nuts, tough nuts to crack. I know what a fool wants feel, that's right. When hopes have faded and the bullshit's bright. When a cold wind blows, hot air on men. And a toast from the host means shattered glass. I know what a fool wants fear, I think. All this common sense, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. There's problems aplenty, and that's a fact. So many nuts, tough nuts to crack. I know why the fool wants it. I know why the fool wants it. I know why the fool wants it.
Sola soy la última, yo soy la última, yo soy la última. Si no me quiere, déjame sola, no me quiere, déjame sola. Oye, yo soy la última, si no me quiere, déjame sola, soy la última. Yo soy la última, yo soy la última. Si no me quiere, déjame sola, no me quiere, déjame sola. Oh. la última, ja, no me quiere de mesola, ni me quiere de mesola, oh, oye, yo soy la última, si no me quiere de mesola, soy la última, ja, yo soy la última, yo soy la última, si no me quiere de mesola, ni me quiere de mesola, oh.
Politician smiles. A grotesque parody of human warmth. He wants to make the people love him. But better alchemists from he have tried and failed at turning lead into gold.
Live from Pedro Show, start off the third hour. Petra Hayden doing Under Pressure. And, yeah, that's David Bowie and Queen. And I got to give it to the, what was his name?
Freddie?
Roger Deacon? No, there's a big bass line in that song. Is that his name?
I don't know. Stumped me.
I think his name... Maybe I'm wrong, but he ain't part of this reform thing like we were talking about with the Idol, American Idol singer. Yeah, that's where Vanilla White got in trouble for borrowing it. And he said, no, they're different. Because I think they made the loop. So instead, he didn't even try to explain it, I remember.
Put an extra dupe
in there. Yeah, I don't like that.
Changed the recipe.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, King Champion Sounds after that brand new with the... No. After Petra was Basho with Song for Hamburg, a brand new...
Basho.
I haven't heard
rocks.
Basho for a long time. So, and then King Champion Sounds, brand new single. I think it's B-side. It's called Fool Throttle.
I'll throttle that fool back.
And brand new from Flying Hair, Night Fight. And finally, Ted Kaine with The Politician. When I was that Watt Plower announce gig in Orange County, we shared the stage with Reeves Gabrell. Did many years with David Bowie.
Oh.
And he did a trippy version at the end of his set of Politician, Jack Bruce. Remember Cream?
Yeah. Elvis has a Cream thing coming up with a coffee baker, Ginger Baker's son. Ginger Baker's son, Coffee. I guess he's a drummer too. He does some kind of Cream tribute, and they got it going at Elvis coming up, I think, in March.
Okay, but there's no, like, he's not with the son of Eric.
No, yeah, it'd be better.
Because I know Jack Bruce has a son. That's in the music. Uh-huh. I think he ended up being his manager at the end there.
Oh, wow.
I think Mr. Clapton, did he write that song about the...
Yeah, his kid fell out of brother or something. Accident, yeah.
Terrible. What gigs have you seen lately?
Since I went to Chicago, I don't think I've been to any, maybe. I think I've just been back in the work grind mode.
You know, it's a trip. Coming here, I went by Harold's place. Big sign. Jazz night.
Huh.
Wednesdays. I thought I would never see a sign like that outside Harold's place.
Harold's place.
So I guess they're going to set up in front of the pool tables like we do. Under the NASCAR.
Getting some culture.
Get some chocolate. It just blew my mind. I looked again. I said, did I really see that? Or did my mind put that together? So Wednesdays are jazz nights, people, at Harold's place.
Yeah, if you're in not the neighborhood.
Lot, yeah, not going to see a lot of dinner tables and chairs. Like maybe some stools by the bar.
Yeah, be some stools.
In front of the TVs. I think they'll turn the TVs off. Here, that's just the last chunk of music.
Thank you. sleeping cloudy rainbows. I guess I need to rest just for a while. Honey is making me drunk.
Watt for Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Petra Hayden doing the theme from The Exorcist.
Cool.
Which is, yeah. That was a scary moment. Andy Boone saw that at the Warner Theater here. Kind of where I'm talking about. There's a new record store on Pete Road. Actually, this guy's been around. But now, yeah. Is he the only one? Well, Dirk kind of sells records out of the shop.
There's another place on 7th Street next to Whale and Ale that's got some records in the window, but I've never seen it really open.
Okay. Just show. There's a coffee shop on that street that I haven't been to.
Oh, Sirens?
On the north side?
There was a...
It's probably that bit with the old News Pilot building.
Yeah. That's Sirens, I believe.
People, the News Pilot was our local paper, and we used to affectionately call it the Fish Wrapper. In fact, I remember one time in the middle, they just made a big outline of fish.
Put your fish here.
We know, it's like on the boat, you know, like nobody calls the old man, but everybody, come on, he called some dude the old man. But so they just owned it. Okay, we're the Fish Wrapper. Sometimes I remember that Tank guy had a good column.
Yeah, the Longshoreman film critic.
It was kind of Copley. Some of the other stuff was kind of the breeze.
He had the chalkboard he used to hang out his window on 22nd Street.
No, he was cool people.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about paper in general. I think it was part of this chain that was kind of.
Yeah, they got sucked up. No more Independent Voice. It was all part of the conglomerate.
So. There's things I loved about it, and there was a lot of news local. Now,
yeah, you don't get any local action anymore.
A little Breeze and a little Telegram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go down to Little John or Jamal Street for your local sports or the
internet.
Mm-hmm.
But watch out for that.
Yeah, fake news.
Be careful. Be careful. And then Hold Me, Propeller, Fall Asleep. That's a three-parter from. Truffle. I think they're out of a Swiss and French pub. And Brother Steve McKay with Dalam Goddess Eokita. Simple title, the number two. Manlio Maresca and Manual for Errors. That's Terracina, not Roma. Close, but different. More by the sea. And Domo Synth. And finally, I thought this was a trip. Why not for the last song, play Intro from Hyper Cult? That's Hyper Cult, C-U-L-T-E. So maybe, because it's, I think European band, I don't know where from, so maybe it's Hyper Culta. Don't know, do we? I have to wait till
keep
I get
all
an email
the options
from
open.
The offended party.
Keep all options open.
Keep them all open. And speaking of options, you're telling me about some... retirement option.
I'm thinking about it pretty seriously. I got the time in, got the benefits in the bag, so it seems like I can make more working and getting screwed. So I think now that I've got permanent status getting screwed, just like as long as I want to get screwed, I got a job. But maybe there's some other things to do.
That's painting a real pretty picture.
Yeah, so when you put it like that, the choice isn't too tough. So I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
Okay. Makes good sense to me. Good sense. When are they tearing down Port Skull?
Well, it kind of started with that one building just so it could show something.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems like it's not happening. It's stalled out, but supposedly it's in progress.
Because I thought 17 was a year when it all gets...
Yeah. Yeah, so I think...
People, that's difficult. It was here before I came to Pedra. It went up with the Vincent Thomas Bridge. And so it's going to be a thing. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like the Alcazar, you know? They just brought some Italians in and brought some tile and put in some.
Yeah, just spruce it up for a new face.
No, this is just level it and you bring in
this. Yeah, a whole new trip.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. And like there was the Giralda, right? That was a mezzanine and they turned it into a church tower, but they didn't destroy it.
Mm. Yeah, 6th Street did all the classic old historical Beacon Street. They tore that out right away. And then
luckily, they'll be more careful because I heard that clown wanted to do that to Cabrillo Hotel.
Mm.
And there's a moratorium.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, there's something about having something and then you bring in.
Mm.
And the doors to the LaSalle is that film guy. The guy collects all the film
stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
What's it called? Showtime?
George's Pad. I don't know what it's
called. He's got a club in the
cellar. Yeah, down it's like a little speakeasy downstairs.
When he has
in the basement.
First... Thursday.
Yeah, jazz dude there on third Thursday.
There's a neon that says it's showtime. He's got a projector.
He got a Tesla coil in there.
And he's got wow. Yeah, I've seen the hatches to the LaSalle, which was in the old days, people, the tell of Pedro.
Yeah, I took the tour last time up in the pad because they live upstairs.
Okay.
And if you're at their right time, they'll take you all throughout there. They got all kinds of.
Yeah, but there used to be practice and Rudy and them guys.
Yeah, a couple dudes rent the pad.
The Fargo, they practiced up there. Yeah. That's where I found the little red base.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But, man, I know we only had Petra for the first part because she had the thing, but.
Always cool to have.
Yeah, and having you the other two thirds. Thank you so much.
Certainly.
I ain't going to get to see you next week because of these 10 West Coast gigs.
Well, representing.
Yeah, hold the fort for me when I come back. And only a little space in between because then me, Tom Rao, will go to China.
Oh, yeah,
nine
bitching.
Gigs there, so.
Bitching.
Yeah, very, whoa. You've never been, right?
Uh-uh.
And one out of four people. Yeah.
Wild.
Thank you for getting a chance to do that. It's been February 21, 2017 edition of Watch for Pedro Show, everybody. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.